Welcome to another episode of Wild Tater. I'm Charles Hathaway. Forgive me if you hear a little bit of wind against the microphone here. I'm recording outside and it's a little breezy. But this will be another Sunday edition of the show. And to start off, I've wondered sometimes when I look at plants and I see the way they interact with the world around them, I'm often left to wonder if they have a different concept of time than we do. Now, this is, of course, assuming that they have some kind of consciousness. I assume they do. I believe that they do. And I believe that they have more consciousness than we can imagine they would. But that's just my own personal belief. And the thing that that I wonder about is, you know, they will spend days just trying to wrap a vine around a fence, or, you know, just one little tendril coming out, it'll wrap around a fence for several hours, and that's like record time. They will go so fast as to maybe follow the sun throughout its 18-hour or, you know, 12-hour cycle, depending on the time of year. And that implies that everything they do movement-wise is very slow from our perspective. Very, very slow. In fact, when you say you get a vegetable from the store, it's already chopped off from its source of nourishment, and it will die if left out long enough, but it's still alive because everything happens so slowly. Death happens very, very slowly for a plant. Birth happens very, very slowly. You know, they'll say so many weeks to germination on a seed package. And that's just amazing to me how there can be such a difference between their sense of time and mine. And to illustrate this in from the other direction, I guess you might say, have you ever noticed how flies, when you are about to swing the fly swatter, they will often move the half second before you start swinging? It's like they're ahead of you in time or something. I don't know. That's probably taking the concept a little too far to say that flies, anyway, perceive faster. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. I don't know. But it does get me thinking a little bit about time and the cycles of life. And of all animals out there, there are just not many that live as long as humans do. You know, some kinds of turtles come to mind. Certainly trees come to mind, some trees anyway. And but more or less, other things just don't live as long as we do. But when you really look at time from a, you know, generational perspective, time is passing very, very quickly, ridiculously quickly. In fact, if you're 25 years old, four of you makes a century. And I know we've talked about this and how, you know, four of your lifetimes make a century, and four of those takes you back to the founding of the American colonies, and then and going back, you know, four of those, and you're starting to look at, you know, the first few centuries after the birth of Christ. And you know, it's just not many years that one person lives. And yes, the day-to-day can feel mundane and then busy, and then, you know, back and forth, the ups and downs of life. But anytime you stop and think back, you're like, wow, has really that much time passed? Really? And when you think, you know, where do you want to be in 10 years? Common thing for people to ask themselves, where do I want to be in 10 years? Look back at the previous 10 years and how much did you accomplish in the last 10 years? Maybe many of you will say, well, I got a lot more done than I thought. But I suspect that most of you, most of us, me included, looking back, I could honestly say, wow, I really didn't accomplish as much as I thought I would. And I certainly worked for it, but I didn't get as far as I hoped to. And it's just an interesting thing to me to think how short time is here and how short our time on Earth turns out to be, because what time we do spend, how do we spend it? You know, and if we can look back on the last 10 years and say, wow, I didn't accomplish much in terms of my hopes and dreams, my career path, my schooling, whatever, and yet we look back and we see the lives that we touched in the last 10 years, usually that's when you start getting overwhelmed with, you know, feelings of humility and awe at how much is accomplished in a lifetime. And those are the things that really end up mattering, are the relationships that we have, the people that we serve, the good that we do. And if we were to take, rather than looking at our hopes and dreams, quote unquote, as our, you know, career path or our school path, the bucket lists that we have for ourselves, what if we were to stop and say, when I look back in 10 years, I want to be able to say I've made a difference. A difference for good, a difference of love. And if we can do that, we have really, really accomplished something. Now, if you can hear me, or if you can hear in the background, I've got some little chickies. They're really determined to get into the dog pen for some reason, so I gotta go. They will be chomped in one bite, I'm afraid. So I gotta get them inside. That just emphasizes how short this life is and how important our time is here. Don't waste a day. Don't waste a moment on negativity and those things that really don't help and really don't serve you or your family and your loved ones. So with that, I'm Charles Hathaway. Thank you for listening to another episode of Wild Taters.